This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. 10 to 2. On 670 the...
We all had different interpretations of what Ben Johnson had to say yesterday after he watched the film.
We got a number of areas that we could play better, but at the same time, I mean, the number one thing is that we're looking to limit the opponent with their points, and I thought our defense played well enough for us to win that ballgame.
Okay, I get that, but at the same time, you didn't win. And in the game before, you didn't win, and that was too many points. It can be that simple sometimes.
It's not that simple.
It is that simple.
It can especially be that simple when you consider how much the Lions outgained the Bears at the half last Sunday, and how much the 49ers outgained the Bears in the half the week before.
What upsets me about this, or gets me angry about this, is that he is in charge of the defense, too. I don't like it when you have a head coach who we know what his major is. We know that Ben Johnson is the offensive genius, and he's the play caller, and all of that goes with it. But guess what? He's in charge of the defense, too. You know that going into the postseason, having a defense that has been exposed that badly is a really horrible thing, despite... You got lucky. You got lucky to give up just the 19 points.
I mean, luck? What coked-out glass pipe suckers came up with that little chestnut?
Okay, I completely disagree with both of you here, and here's why. Here's the reality. Ben Johnson, after 17 games, understands what he has in the defense and what he is lacking in the defense. And he understands we're in the playoffs now. The things that you guys want corrected, the things that the city of Chicago wants corrected about the Bears defense is not going to be corrected until the offseason. That is something you have to accept. They're not going to get to the quarterback at a level in which would make us all feel a little bit more comfortable with the defense.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. The
Score. You know what? That statement gets more and more true about us as a whole every single day.
That we can't handle the truth?
Yeah.
It's been that way for a while now.
Yeah, but when you hear it like that, thanks to Tyler Buterbaugh's Open, really puts it all in perspective there, doesn't it? This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and... this is a day that we are lucky as Bears fans. We don't have to deal with when it comes to trying to figure out who the head coach is here. So now we just get to sit back and watch the chaos. Just put your feet up, put your head, you know, tilt it back in your hands a little bit. Not surrender cobra style, but, you know, more like relaxing style.
Goes back to one of the big truths in life. Everyone loves drama, but you know what they really love? Other people's drama.
Yeah, everyone loves drama when it's not yours. And for those of you who like it when it's yours, what's your heart rate like every day?
Toxic.
Yeah. What's happening there?
Right.
When there's drama, look for trauma, as they say. And that's kind of the case here on a lighter note when it comes to the game changer that is John Harbaugh's firing in the NFL after 18 years. 18 years. The Ravens had him locked up for 18 years. And now a changing of the guard. And I think what we knew at some point would come to an end, because all of them do in the NFL. You know, there was a weird symmetry watching the Ravens and the Steelers game on Sunday night. But it's knowing now that not only does this become the game changer for coaching in the league when it comes to the current head coaching jobs that are open, but that he's such a big name, it could affect playoff teams. This coaching cycle is far from over. It is far from decided. I don't know that we have all the names yet. And it's crazy to think about. But when you consider, for example, two-time head coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski is out. When you see what happened with other teams that have decided to go whole hog and just get rid of their GM and their head coach, like Raheem Morris and what happened in Atlanta. This is not just a situation. Yeah, Pete Carroll. If you had told me at this time last year that Pete Carroll would get the Raiders job and then can you say be fired? But you know the results and what happened. He's no longer with that team. So many unlikely scenarios happened here. The Arizona head coaching scenario is not unlikely. That was pretty likely. But others, this is a game changer. And it reminded me of what happened when Craig Counsell became available, where you thought David Ross would be okay even though the team didn't make the playoffs, until Jed Hoyer let him know that it wasn't. Next thing you know, Craig is now here. And I feel like we could have some sort of John Harbaugh, Craig Counsell mirroring scenario in the NFL, with somebody you thought was a really good head coach, or at least was doing what he could to save his job. And the game has now changed.
I don't know that's quite to that level, because the difference is, obviously, everyone was surprised that both on the Cubs side and the Brewers side, obviously with the way that this has ended in Baltimore, no one's going to be surprised. But everybody's wondering who exactly is going to scoop him up, because the belief is he's not taking a season off. He's not going to a television network. He will be coaching somewhere next year for an NFL team. And it's like this game of musical chairs. And if you are a head coach right now with a job, by the way, you might be making sure that that chair is still there after wild card weekend goes away.
Well, and that's it, is that when the, let's go through it, because, you know, when your standard is the Super Bowl for some of these teams, when your standard is making the playoffs for others, like it is in the AFC for John Harbaugh and Baltimore, that's when this all gets changed. And that's why I think it is very reasonable to now say, number one, he's the top name in the head coaching cycle. Number two, are there other teams that have head coaching positions that are currently filled that might not be later? Number three, are some of those teams playoff teams? And that's where this goes for me. Number four is trying to figure out how to process what just happened, because the reports about the relationship being strained between John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, I like to say that there's you, there's me, and then there's the relationship we have together. And those are three separate things. And that's important to keep in mind when we talk about how this may have fallen apart, or at least soured, or just gotten to this current state with the Ravens.
Well, if the reports are true, and there's plenty of corroborating reports out there about why John Harbaugh is no longer with the Ravens, because ultimately they came short of their goal. And you said it, the standard, make the playoffs. I believe in 12 of the 18 seasons, they made the playoffs. They have won a Super Bowl. So clearly, he is a capable coach. There's a reason why he just automatically leaps to the top of the heap despite being let go, or parting ways, however you want to frame that, from an agent perspective or from an organizational perspective. And it goes back to Sunday night, which was the best game of the day Sunday. It had the most on the line. And you talked about the meme that was floating around social media. If the kick is made, is this entire conversation about Mike Tomlin? And is John Harbaugh safe for another year? Or, let me run you one better, even if they make the kick and Patrick Mahomes is not around, you lose in the wild card round, and then maybe he still gets fired, which could happen to Mike Tomlin still.
This is a sea change moment in the NFL.
Could, yes.
And you know, my statement for a long time, my formula that I lived by for at least the last 6 years or so, was Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
How'd that work out for you
Ravens,
this year?
Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills. Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills. And the Bills are the only team left in that conversation right now in the playoffs. And we know that the Chiefs got eliminated relatively early when it came to playoff contention. The discussion made sense when it came to if they were on their last legs last year. The eye test did not match the record necessarily, didn't match the playoff result, still getting to the Super Bowl. But the fact of the matter is, you knew that that was starting to age, for lack of a better term, and really that's what you were seeing, was a team getting older and more expensive. And welcome Joe Tooney to Chicago.
Hey, man, get rid of Joe Tooney. You don't know what could happen. Those cracks could all of a sudden shatter your organization. The one score record from last year for the Chiefs compared to the one score record this year of the Chiefs, they'd lost exactly one score game.
Right.
I think they won one score game this season.
So there's that. There's that part of it. You know, it is one score games are definitive in the National Football League, because the majority of games are decided by one score. So, as you put it, the Mahomeless Chiefs, the playoffs do not have Patrick Mahomes. Check. So you understand that. Andy Reid ain't going nowhere. We don't expect him to. But then there's the flip side of what happened in Baltimore regarding Lamar Jackson and regarding his health And additionally, what we saw with John Harbaugh not being there. And perhaps it was as simple as it's been 18 years. It was time for a change. We know how they had lost games.
18 years.
That's why I said
the job
earlier.
Wasn't his.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the job was his. The difference is he got paid in this scenario.
He did. Paid out handsomely.
But I say that to say they had a confluence of things happen. How many times do we talk about just the incredible games that we would see the NFL schedule every season, you know, to start the year, and the Ravens would lose one of those heartbreakers. Then there were the playoff games where the Ravens would lose another heartbreaker. Then there's the Chiefs and Bills saga where the Bills were usually on the losing end of that heartbreaker. So you start to see these scenarios unfold. Then there was the issue with Lamar Jackson's health. Then there was that ridiculous CVS receipt of a Ravens injury report way too early in the year, but they've dealt with that before. But the health of Lamar Jackson was always a concern, even when he was reportedly healthy. Kind of like Jalen Johnson, you know when your guy doesn't look the same. And I feel like that's what we were watching. The whole time Lamar Jackson's on the field after he got back, I'm thinking to myself, this isn't the same guy.
Is that a situation where we don't know just how bad off the injury made him? Or is the team taking a step back, much like the Chiefs took a step back this past season? And I mean, to meet all day with ownership and your GM in the front office and understand that they went around in circles talking about John Harbaugh with the Ravens, and to come up with the result that this isn't going to work because we want you to do certain things and he wasn't willing to do certain things.
Well, and sometimes it's just the math. You pay your head coach less than you pay your team, and you pay him less than you pay your quarterback, which is how it should be.
And coaches are easier to find than quarterbacks, last I check.
Man, but the two are both very, very, very rare.
Yeah, to have that level head coach and that level, that's why we asked the question, what was that, last week? Ben Johnson or Caleb Williams in 5 years or 10 years, what would you rather have, like right now, if you could only have one? That's why.
It's a horrible question to have to ask because it puts you in a really bad position.
Luckily, we don't have to answer it here in Chicago.
No, and that's the point. We can look at this and observe and kick your feet up and enjoy
binoculars
the drama
looking across the street.
That is the NFL. And here's the even better part. You know, I mentioned this. If this opens up a Craig Council scenario where guys like even Matt LaFleur, if they lose their next playoff game, could have a situation where their job's online because one of the best in the league has now become available. For reasons that made sense. Isn't it nice to know that even then, your head coach isn't part of this?
It is. And I'll take it one step further. This game, this weekend, if you go back to the introductory press conference, we kind of laughed, joked about it back then when it was said by Ben Johnson, as we talk about the coaching carousel, if you will, the availability of John Harbaugh after he gets fired, the second longest tenured coach in the NFL, only 1 year behind, obviously, Mike Tomlin, who's been with the Steelers for 19 years.
The deans of the league.
The deans of the league. And they may all be changing residency after this particular season wraps up with a Super Bowl. But understand this. Ben Johnson said he enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. He only got a split in the regular season, but now, by fate of the playoff draw, he gets a second chance to beat him in this season. And the big news is, because of the Harbaugh, because of other things that might happen, he may only have to beat him twice to vanquish him. And to just first chip of my legacy, I came in, talked about beating Matt LaFleur twice a year, and not only did I beat him so bad they lost five straight to end the season. And guess what? He was no longer a member of the Green Bay Packers. That's a real possibility.
You know, sometimes the best ally you have to stop another team is themselves. Like when the Lions tried to run some trick plays, those were some of the best defensive stops the Bears had.
That third and one like, will go down in
thank
history.
Thank you for stopping yourself here. So I do think that we have to put the wishful thinking disclaimer on this, the likely projection disclaimer on this. But Mike Florio said this yesterday. He joins us at 11 today. Mike Florio was on with Molly and Haw yesterday. And listen to why he said this before John Harbaugh became available.
The signals have been there, hiding in plain sight since the new Packers president, Ed Policy, said in June, no extensions for LaFleur or Gutekunst before the end of the 2025 season, and I don't like lame duck arrangements. Well, they're signed through 2026, so they're either getting new contracts or they're going to be gone after the season. And until the Packers tell us what they're going to do, we don't know what they're going to do. Is getting to the playoffs enough? Look at it this way. I remember when they expanded the postseason from six teams per conference to seven. The proposal was on the table when we were in Indianapolis for the scouting combine, and we try to come up with questions that we'll ask, you know, a variety of coaches and GMs just to see what the league-wide mood is. Nobody complained about an extra playoff spot, because what's the ultimate litmus test to save your job? I got to the playoffs. And without that seventh playoff spot, the Packers, who have been the seventh seed for the last 3 years in the NFC, they'd be on a four-year streak of no playoffs. LaFleur would already be gone.
So that becomes the new standard now. I think with John Harbaugh being available, and goodness knows who else might become available, and we'll get into that a little bit later in our hour, that becomes the new standard. And knowing that, knowing LaFleur's playoff record is 3-5, which is still only two games below 500 in the playoffs for the record.
It's not horrible.
Are you kidding? No. Think about his first season. He went 13-3.
Yes.
That's sexy.
But they haven't gone to the Super Bowl. They haven't made deep runs multiple in the playoffs. And now they might get beat by their division rival, who looks brand new with a brand new head coach quarterback partnership that's going to be here for, I think, a decade. I mean, we had that conversation. And now if they lose five straight games to end the regular season, and you just heard what he said about lame duck, especially if the Bears could do it convincingly. If they could do it convincingly at Soldier Field.
Yeah, and that Ben Johnson wanting to embarrass his opponents. If they think that change needs to happen based on that streak. And you know what? Credit to the Bears. Because the phrase that I think of is you get what you pay for. And the reason the Bears are sitting pretty right now, and the reason that we can all observe this with a smile and an arched eyebrow, is because the Bears got the best available head coaching candidate in the cycle last year.
Can I get one of those money guns and then put like Ben Johnson printed dollars on it, you know, with his face on it, and just shoot those in the studio? I need one of those.
You know who else could use one of those? The Bears. That's a really good idea. If they win Saturday, Ben Johnson money gun.
I like it. I'm with it.
Or just go to the bar. It's a lot of fun and they play good music. West Loop, what's up?
That playlist is slick.
It really is. It never disappoints. Unfortunately, that's about the only thing I can think of that never disappoints right now. So I've got that going for me.
Wow.
Which is nice. Maybe it's the Bears in the postseason. You never know. But it is nice to be on this side of it, observing, because the Bears did the right thing. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark Grody is out today. Chris Emma will join us live from Hallis Hall at 125. Our producers today are Ray Diaz and Tyler Buterbaugh. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. You can also join us via the text line or call us, 312-644-6767. And our video and social team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, Cody Westerland, also helps us out as well. We broadcast live through the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And coming up next, a friend of the show, Danny Parkins' colleague Nick Wright, got into a story yesterday, and he started to unleash his receipts about how this ended up happening, about John Harbaugh now being available. And wouldn't you know, a questionable move made ahead of the Bears game was part of it. So we'll take a listen next.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we were talking about the game-changing news in the NFL coaching carousel. John Harbaugh now available after 18 years with the Baltimore Ravens, and what that can mean for not just the coaching cycle of openings, but the cycle of playoff teams who might be ready to fire their head coach if they don't actually win in a playoff game, or if they just don't make it to the Super Bowl.
It's crazy because windows exist, right? Like, you know, if you have a quarterback in his prime that's playing at or near MVP levels, or is just good, like, look, there's a reason Jim Harbaugh was like, I could have a lot of jobs. I'm going to go to the Chargers. They've got the quarterback. I can mold them into what I want them to be. Where's Jim Harbaugh? Is he playing this weekend, Jim Harbaugh?
Why, yes, on Sunday Night Football.
Yes. So understand that if you're a head coach, you're looking for the best situation available. All of a sudden, Baltimore has become, bar none, the best situation available.
We asked the question yesterday, which of the openings had the most talent? And now that undoubtedly becomes the Baltimore Ravens.
Didn't we have
Ravens.
Three different answers too?
Yeah, Las Vegas, Atlanta, and what was the other one?
Might have been New York.
Yeah, and if I'm the Giants, I get on the phone with John Harbaugh immediately.
Can you imagine how much money he's about to make? Bidding war?
If they're willing to pay. And that's it. That's a big part of this too. I do think it opens up a situation that's similar to what we saw with Craig Counsell ending up landing with the Cubs. I do think that that is going to be what happens. So I think we got to go back also to some of the reports that we do have. Like, for example, it reported seven teams got on the phone immediately after Harbaugh became available, that per his agent, Brian Harlan, saying he received calls from seven different teams expressing interest in Harbaugh 45 minutes after the news broke. So when you think about there being seven jobs open, that would make it make sense. So the Ravens, of course, are one of those seven.
Mm.
So then who was the other team that called?
That's why it is musical chairs, right? Because, well, there were only six jobs available. Now the Ravens make it seven, but you're saying seven front offices contacted. Well, that's one more than what jobs are available when you take out the Ravens. And whew, that means people are thirsty. And you know what? They're not even thirsty. This is what you're supposed to do when top-level talent becomes available. This is what got you so irate about a certain NBA trade that happened under the cloak of darkness.
He's talking about the Luka Doncic trade, but the difference with the Luka Doncic trade is that there was no other shopping involved.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
it shouldn't have happened under the cloak of darkness.
Everyone
should
know.
This is a one-for-one, and that's what makes this different, you know, but it's the same idea. Like, who doesn't know his job might be on the line? I operate by the Bum Phillips phrase. There's two types of coaches. Coaches that are going to get fired and coaches who are fired.
Oh, and you're saying some coach is going to get fired and the rest of the coaching openings are...
No, Bum was always like, either you're fired or you're going to get fired.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's an inevitability in the job.
How many people... Well, you know, I want to be a college coach specifically because you can really hit the musical chairs with that and just go wherever you want.
You want to be a college coach so you can get fired and get the $77 million Jimbo Fisher treatment.
Look, I don't even need $77 million. Give me like a $10 million buyout.
The Trent Dilfer?
Yeah. The UAB. Give me the UAB buyout.
And when did they get that much money, by the way?
Everybody's got money now. The boosters. Everybody got a rich booster. Unless you're Arizona State, apparently, because they're begging somebody to step up.
Which doesn't make sense, really, when you consider... Well, Oklahoma State had Boone Pickens, so there are some schools where it makes more sense than others.
So here's my question. There's some obvious candidates for teams that have not fired their head coach yet but did not have a successful, we'll call it, they had underwhelming seasons. But there
Miami,
are also,
for example.
Yes. But also, there are teams still in the playoffs that if things don't go well, you might make a call right now. Be like, hey, before you take a job, let's see what happens this weekend.
So before we get to the future part, I want to discuss some backstory. Nick Wright posted his receipts yesterday. And if you missed it, of course, Nick co-hosts with Danny Parkins on First Things First. Danny's coming up at 1 o'clock. Danny says he has something in store for us, so we're both very curious about what it is. In the meantime, Nick Wright was on the socials yesterday, the medias, the interwebs, posting his receipts because he knew... He had a source somewhere because he knew that something was going on regarding Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. But when it involved the Bears and the very curious scenario about his health that unfolded the days before the Bears and the Ravens ended up playing, when Snoop Huntley ended up being the quarterback, Ravens get fined $100,000 for that mess. This is what Nick Wright had to say about that.
I believe the Ravens lied on the injury report to pressure Lamar Jackson into play. And then Saturday morning, Lamar shut it all down. Lamar and the Ravens are consistently not on the same page about Lamar's injury timelines. Keep in mind, Lamar has no agent. Whenever you hear reports about Lamar's status, it only can come from the team. He doesn't have an agent feeding Rappaport or Schefter stuff. I am reading this as a very obvious pattern of the doctor clearing him and him saying, no, I'm not comfortable playing. I am really not banging on Lamar on this. What is pretty clear, given Harbaugh's comments, he has been cleared to play. And he is saying, I can't. And that, I think, has frustrated the Ravens over the years.
Listen. Woo! Nick was being kind there when he said not on the same page. No, they were at odds.
If that's the case, if that is truly the case, and the Bears game was indeed a flashpoint, and his health has been an issue all season long, whew, and to make it a $100,000 mistake.
That tells you where they were as an organ. I mean, okay, first of all, this firing shows how much pressure there was on the Ravens to succeed this season with or without a healthy Lamar Jackson. And let's not act like Lamar Jackson was the main problem why they got off to that bad start. The reason they got off to a bad start is because they had players that were decimated on defense.
And they had bizarre turnover issues. Like Derrick Henry was fumbling at a rate that was not known to man. And they play the schedule where they're going to face the Chiefs or the Bills to start the year. You know, that's inevitable. Because
they have a first-place schedule. And also, they have one of, if not top 10, maybe one of the top five backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
No doubt. I mean, that's why I don't hate on the Bears for losing to Tyler Huntley. I think he's excellent. And frankly, Malik Willis is no slouch. While we're here,
he's going to get another run with someone.
He should.
As a starting quarterback.
He absolutely should. Titans fans are regretting letting him go. Not that they had a choice in the matter. But they're keeping track of the record.
Titans have a lot of regrets about letting people go, if you want to go down that list.
How's Mike Vrabel?
Mike Vrabel's decent.
Sitting pretty.
What about that Derrick Henry character? Is he still running over people?
That he is. Oh. And the fumbles were anomalies, as far as I'm concerned. But that goes back to what we were talking about. And there's been a big discussion, and it's worth noting, that Diana Russini made mention of the fact that Todd Monken and John Harbaugh's reported lack of wanting to part with him, and Monken, as we know, is a local product, that was partially what she reports that went into this setup as well. And this result being that Harbaugh is no longer with the team.
Are we good with that?
But if that's true, let's play the other one just for kicks. So Nick Wright said, I had a hunch back in December, and then he said it wasn't a hunch.
This is just a blind theory, but I think Lamar is over Harbaugh. He is in the midst of the worst stretch of football he's ever played. The fact that John Harbaugh cannot seem to get a handle on the health and practice status of his star quarterback is an ominous, ominous sign. I think Lamar resigned to a degree to the fate of the season, and I think that Lamar is ready for the next chapter in Baltimore.
Ooh. And just to read the Diana Russini tweet, it says, a key pressure point in the John Harbaugh dismissal, according to those familiar with today's discussions, was his refusal to entertain any conversations about potentially moving on from offensive coordinator Todd Monken, who, we shouldn't have to remind you, local guy and also was a major name in the coaching search for the Bears last year. So now he probably gets a look too. It alters the coaching cycle in the NFL. Guys like Matt Nagy might be left on the outside looking in, you know, because of all these game-changing situations that are taking place. The result of Harbaugh being available might now make another really good head coach available. And that's where I want to go with this next is we talk about the why. And those are big whys when it comes to trying to force an issue, reportedly, according to Nick Wright, with an injury report. Or the idea of that, but it would make it all make some more sense. And then what happens now because of this?
The best part is, again, I've got my binoculars out. I'm very comfortable on my porch. I get to look down the street and see what's going on at my neighbor's house. Bears fans don't have to worry about this. They get to enjoy, just with their popcorn out, the drama of what's going to unfold next. Because Layla, it's not just about John Harbaugh and the domino effect there. There are still more dominoes in other areas that could be falling this weekend, and I am here for all of it.
Well, and then you start to think about other side questions, like how many years of leeway would I give Ben Johnson? And it's plural. Like, I don't know. I'm not ready to judge your job for another five. You know what I mean?
Can I read you a text and you tell me if you agree with this texter?
Yeah.
So here's the text from 815. If Ben has 18 years here with one Super Bowl, and then he goes to all caps, Ben should be fired, period.
It's been 40 years since a Super Bowl.
This goes back to what I always tell you, Layla. No one will ever be satisfied. They will always want more. More. More.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren.
You're doing the Kylo Ren gif?
Yes.
And I love everybody speculating about who it is. Like 708 says, Ryan Poles totally made a phone call, LOL. I assume that's a joke, but I like the jokes on the text line. And then 414, that 7 team is almost certainly Dallas.
Oh.
Maybe.
Interesting.
But I think it's probably more Miami than anything, because we were trying to figure out whether or not Mike McDaniel was on the hot seat mid-season.
And they don't have a
GM.
And
then they beat the Bills, and then that kind of quelled it a bit.
They don't have a GM. John Harbaugh is one of the few people in this league that can go somewhere and say, I want my GM. And that's why he'll never, ever, ever coach for the Dallas Cowboys. Because you know how that dynamic works.
Absolutely. And 815 says, Titans let LaFleur out of the building too. You're absolutely correct. So that's part of this. I don't necessarily know if it's almost like coaching free agency at this point now. With Harbaugh more than it is.
Now I'll do you one better.
Coaching carousel.
I'll do you one more better. Are you familiar with NIL and the transfer portal?
Why, yes, I am. I lost my quarterback to it.
Well, that's
farewell, Drew Mestemaker.
That's the thing that you
we had a great time.
You Group of Five and I Power Four have in common. We're both stepping stones at the end of the day, whether it's North Texas or Mississippi State. It doesn't matter. See Dan Mullen. See and just. Fill in the blank. But listen, I can't wait to talk about all the different coaches that could end up in new homes or just out of a job after this weekend.
Well, and that's it. I mean, this is one of those real moments where everything now is different because of what happened. All these other questions get asked, except here. Isn't that nice? So we've talked about it a little bit. Who are some of the other names that, because of the playoff standard, could now be available? And if a team or ownership, and that's the real issue here, it's who's your owner in love with?
Meddling owners.
Exactly. So we're going to get into some of the names where we might see a coaching change on some of the biggest names you know, just because this guy's available. And we are in a city where it's happened. So we'll do that next. More!
The Rahimi Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Coaching
regime. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we're talking about the absolute game changer that the scenario is that John Harbaugh is now available and what that means. And you know what we were talking about during the break? Who mystery team is?
I love a mystery team.
A report is six openings, including the Ravens. That's seven. So the Ravens didn't call John Harbaugh's agent about the job. Who's mystery team?
There's so many good answers that are viable in this. Now, I think mystery team will make themselves present and accounted for come Tuesday morning after Monday Night Football and the end of Super Wild Card weekend.
It's also such an agent tactic, you know, like mystery team is involved in Shohei Ohtani courting, when obvious team was the one that won that, by the way.
I know who
Dodgers.
Was not the mystery team there. The White Sox.
Yeah, Jerry told you.
Yeah, Jerry was very straight up about it.
So then we've got a lot of texts about mystery team. And let's face it, this is kind of what we do here. You know, you get the crazy trades out of your system, as I like to say. You go to the extreme. So then it's kind of the same idea with mystery team. But 773 brings up one that has Marshall and I talking a lot. Philly made the call. But here's, so the Super Bowl champion Eagles. But then you're like, oh, I could see why.
Well, it's pretty simple.
Nick Sirianni's been to the Super Bowl twice.
But
in his tenure, 4 years as a head coach, won the Super Bowl. And we're like, oh, maybe Philly.
Two things here. Understand this. Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, he has a relationship with John Harbaugh. Why, you ask? Because he was with the Eagles for 10 years, part of the Andy Reid coaching staff. He was a special teams coordinator for 9 years before coaching 1 year of defensive backs and then took the head coaching job in Baltimore. You're telling me they don't think John Harbaugh is a better coach than Nick Sirianni, a better tactician than Nick Sirianni?
When the Super Bowl champion head coach might not be safe. That gives you an indication. Let's go to the phones. David in Evansville, you're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, I was in Philly making sales calls. I got back last night, and the sports talk shows, the sports, the media are furious that he sat his starters in that game on Sunday. And, I mean, I think Philly is the team that called. They want his head. They don't care about the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the way Philly is, too. You know, that was a stupid thing he did.
Well, and what's funny is we all thought that when Ben Johnson said, I thought when Ben Johnson said that they don't rest their starters, they play football. I was like, wait, was that a knock at the Eagles? Like, what?
Or the Packers at that point?
The Eagles? That's it. The Packers losing four in a row is a mirage of sorts because of quarterback availability and then where they knew their seating would be. But David, you might be onto something. I do understand why they're mad, though, because there's one thing I'm doing if I can, and that's avoiding the NFC West or at least putting it off until I absolutely have to see them.
And they could have done that if they had just won the game. I don't know, play your guys. I don't think they would have had to play their guys the whole game to beat the Commanders in Philadelphia. But instead, now you have a situation where they not only have to host the 49ers. Tell me if they lose that game to the 49ers, that there's not at least a thought about Nick Sirianni. Well, I know there's going to be a groundswell of thought from the fan base, but from front office. Howie Roseman's pretty good, right?
If they lose that game, Philly, you're right, David. Philly, like, that's what we thought too. Philly might be mystery team. I joked about how mystery team really is like the quintessential talk radio. 847 says mystery team is the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
There's no way. I don't know. If Philly's up for discussion, that's what makes this all wild. The better names too, mystery team may be in the playoffs. Like Philly, for example.
Can I give you another one?
Yes, you can.
Josh Allen's still playing in the playoffs, right? Has he ever been to the Super Bowl? I don't believe he has.
If no Sean Lamar McDermott, in the playoffs? No Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs?
If Sean McDermott were to lose this weekend, you're telling me Buffalo wouldn't be an ideal landing spot and they might just have Sean McDermott fatigue at this point? Remember, this is a defensive-minded head coach. And yet, the defense has been a lot of the reason why the Bills were unable to win the AFC East this year, going up against the Patriots.
I also appreciate our listeners and everybody watching on YouTube and Twitch with their comments, because we all know that the variable here is ownership. It's not necessarily a GM. The variable is an owner who wants to get a big name, who knows that person or is in love with that coach, and that they might move heaven and earth to get that guy.
I might just get like a blood sample and try to clone him. You see the success Jim Harbaugh's had out west.
No, Jim chose really confusing glasses. And I'm like, how did you age 20 years putting those on, Jim?
I'm okay with that.
I get it. Embrace it.
We all age a little bit.
But at the same time, I'm like, aw, what happened here? Why do you look different? It's like your dad shaving off his mustache. Wait a second.
The Titans, the Raiders, the Dolphins, who have a head coach currently in Mike McDaniel. There's a lot of teams out there. I think there's more teams that would hire John Harbaugh and prefer him as their head coach than would not at this point.
What's the chances he goes to Arizona? I say 2%.
Depends on how he likes Sun. He's at that stage of his life, right, where he can pick the destination.
But I was also thinking, like, do you just retire to Arizona
or
Miami?
Vegas? Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
And Miami. These are all great places to just live from a seasonal standpoint, if you will.
A lot of people have said it's the Cowboys. I don't know, because he has too much power, and Jerry Jones doesn't like that in his head coach.
He won't fire the GM. He's told us he's never firing the GM.
Mike McCarthy is one of those dudes who seems to get along with everyone. So I don't necessarily think that John Harbaugh is the same in that.
Is there anybody else in the playoffs that you think could get rid of their coach besides the Packers, the Eagles, and the Bills if things do not go this well?
I just think the likelihood of those three. You know what? Okay, I'll say it. Lurs? Steelers?
Well, yeah. If Mike Tomlin were to get blown out, like, the Texans are red hot coming into the playoffs. If they go to Pittsburgh and blow out the Steelers, You're telling me Harbaugh and Tomlin could be available? That will change the landscape of everything in this coaching cycle.
312, you went to the crazy place.
What'd he say?
Rams. Imagine two Harbaugh brothers in one city.
But McVay's, he's got everything under control. I mean,
but that's the point. You have to go to the extreme place to make your brain work. Are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here is your chance. We have brought back The Score Big for your business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on now to 670thescore.com/contest to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for your business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC. I know just the guy to talk about this.
All of it. Oh, and the question I'm going to ask him is, how much money is John Harbaugh going to make per year in his next deal?
You got us going on this mess, Mike Florio. It's your job now. Pro Football Talk next on 670 The Score.